How's everything?
Okay. We're holding here. Hey, my Yemen slash Advar.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Lisa. Lama Amru Anshik Natsakdola Ela slash Advarim Omaro Al Kacha. In other words, now they said these three things. Why, of all things, these three things? Omar Yigialea. Shain Safik Anashim Chacham Kimaisam. They could have said a lot of more things, and if they pick these three things, it's not the pshat that's exhausted the supply of chachma, but this kind of encapsulated the chachma. Yesh chaladas ki ruan sheknes agdele shek vahis chalas seichel yispeches vahilech lehoye yodem b'chachma. In other words, what they began to see was a general pchisus in seichel and chachma. So, kasher roifi roye chol shebechem yibarash lo choyle, ozu ois le trufa, ad shal yidea trufa yis sheiten lo yimashtim ash mekatsa tevim yimeno. So basically what he's saying is that it's not as if they're standing in the beginning and saying these are three important things. There are tens of important things, but what they're trying to say is they were responding to a certain matziv. There was already a matziv where there was some kilkul, and they were particularly responding to the kilkul. That kilkul is described as a kilkul in chachma in general, and three specific in yanim is the kilkul. When the Knesia Gdola saw the beginning of the Chisaron Chachma, bol etakin achisaron, they tried to be mitakin the Chisaron. Umipneisha b'chisaron ediv aseichol ba'ashine b'gimul dvarim. Because the problem was in the area of seichol in general, they specifically pointed to three inyanim. He will develop this idea later. Obviously, he's going to line it up with the Chachma, Bina, and Das. But like I said last time, you know, each division of Inyanim that he's going to make is going to have to be on the one hand, they're parallel to each other, and the other hand, each one has to make sense in itself. It's not just playing a game and saying it's going to be Chachma, Bina, and Das. We're going to have to understand, you know, in what sense is it going to be Chachma, what sense is it going to be Bina, what sense is it going to be Das, and so on. But at first he's going in general. First of all, in Bein Adam Lechaveri de Kenyanim. Hasheni B'divrei Torah, which I would assume it means in understanding halachas. Hashlishi B'maisim. In the world of Maisim. So, in other words, the Chachma, the three areas where you apply the Chachma in a certain sense is in Bein Adam Lechaver has a certain rhythm to it, Chayshim Mishpat has a certain time to it, Yerdeya, let's call it, and then the Olam HaMaisa. And obviously where it's going to be the Chachma as relates to Olam HaMaisa. Each one is a separate type of chachma. Each one is a separate type of mahalach and mel. The kilkul was distinct, and the tikkun has to be distinct. Ki hamishpatim tzorch lahavin sherish adin. So the chayav hazaka of this case is a chayav. Mishpatim be'ike is keneged. The main thing of mishpat is understanding the sherish of the din. In other words, mishpat doesn't deal. The kololim are by far less numerous pratim, and each tushtal you need to use zara seichel. In your day, Marshal, the halacha that's stated is already most of the halacha. The tushtal is pashut. You have to count the dots and see if it's roiv, if it's miyut, if it's a mala, if it's a mata. Those are the your Yerdeinika type of analysis. So it doesn't really require a hamaka so much in the Sheirish. Mishpatim requires a tremendous hamaka. Shalachayev, Azaka, Lezgrayev. Vidovaz a toilet is far as a leiv, Achamagir, Loimika, Mishpat. And this is something that is very much flying as far as a leiv. In other words, it's Cheshim Mishpat, the Kedinim require a tremendous amount of tfisa. V'dovah z'ena b'chalal di v'teira, k'svar z'alei b'lvad, abishan yitav v'teira. So, it's different. I mean, anyone who's picked up a sefer knows, l'mashal, but mitzia and zvachim are two separate sedarim. But mitzia, the vast majority of halachas are svaris, and in zvachim, the vast majority of the halachas are psukim. In Kachem, nothing moves without a pasuk. In Bamitzia, very little, no psukim. So mishpat is svar salev. And even if it's not written in the Torah, but if the person is being oimed on it with a Torahic perspective, it has the din of the Torah. Va mishpatim shuz v'b Torah, v'hainu ikadim olvad. Then you have mishpatim that is in other words, the mishpat that the Torah does say there is, because there's a partial mishpatim, it's only the very, very shrashim. I've called over to Yisrael and it's the Torah. But the full scope of an event in Yisrael, that's not written in the Torah. But the Torah from the Atzmon, the Hobbin, the Torah. Or Maisa Mitzvah, the Atzmon, the Einish, Leover, the Issa, the Mitzvah, the Maisa. So, in the Olam HaMitzvahs, there are two Ifanim. There's understanding the basic halacha, and there's applying it, knowing how to apply it. And each one's a separate divitaira, because, in other words, the person has to be oimed on what the exact iser heter is, and then what need he do not to get close to it, which I guess you would call rabbanus. He gives a marshal. Kishiroya Shemuta Lavasha Bosa Oif, Yavashkan Kibosa Behema. Bim Atamata Shentarai, Sabatava Kufa Gamkain. Behain Shiasa Gimchasa Batera. So he gives something very, very insightful here. Understanding, because for us, a Siyag is just, all it is a meaningless setting of the bar further back so that we don't get close to Etzem Yisr. He says there was an element of Havan over here. In other words, Chazal deher the tam of the mitzvah in the Olam HaMaisa, and therefore where to make a gedder. In other words, the gedarim of things are twofold. First of all, you have to be aimed on what a person will and won't do. That's Pashit. Secondly, it has to be an appropriate gedda for the inyan that's being gedder. It has to somehow fit into the mitzvah. For instance, let's take a look. It says, Biskadashim, Yisim Ktoishim, one is my Mishainim, one is my Achainim. It's the Pshat. Both of them are Rabbanas, as Pashit. But the hair in the hair of Chachamim in the mitzvahs, the hairs that Mayim is an appropriate mechitza for Tara and so on. In other words, the Chachamim a geda has to be Moslem Adav Adayma. If a person builds a house and then he makes a fence around the house. He built a very expensive house. It costed him millions of pounds. And now he has to put a fence around it. So the first shaila is, what fence is strong enough to keep intruders out? That's obviously the first criteria. There's a second issue, and that is the fence ought to blend in well with the house. It ought not to stick out like a sore thumb, but it ought to be kilu. It has to become a natural part of the house. So when the Chacham made Shnius, it wasn't just gzeiros. Ah, my goodness, this will stop the gzeiros, stop the gzeiros. They actually had shaychus to the din. They were appropriate gedarim novea from the din. That's not just kadashim, it's kadashim, it's my mishen, it's my achonim. Even though both are abundance, but tachlis, they heard themselves appropriately as kedusha. So that's how in the gather of siyog, you make the appropriate siyogis. V'chein shasem shasem v'teira, shasem v'kal dola, ki gimel d'varim v'tikin ha'kol. D'haynu ha'din, v'ha'teira, u'mitzvah ha'maisim v'atzmom. U'kineged tikin ha'din, o'mahav v'sunim v'din.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What does it mean when it says that, when they saw that, shekva hizchala seichel liyiz peiches v'haylech, and that means until the time of the Anshikin and Sagadela, there wasn't any Yuridus Adairis, there wasn't any Priestess of the Seichel?
No, not enough that they should require. There was always a Priestess Adairis, I assume, but not enough that it should require making a whole Taconic Zera. But they saw at that point that it's Yevshu without it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They said, אם אתה מה שעזרה, זה ואתה יהיה. וכן שעה סוגם שעשו את הרע. כלל הדבר. כי גימול דברים הם תיקן הכל. אז in these three things, they were able to encompass a תיקן on all of them. נגד תיקן הדין, they said, המסורים בדין. נגד תיקן דברי תאירה, לברה דברי תאירה, עום ועמידה תלמידה מהרבה. שעדי ריבו תלמידה תסברה את תאירה. So, the פשט is, when you have a lot of people, each person has a different angle that he's done on the Divrei Torah, and the Mela, it becomes mislabin through. So, Hamidu Talmidu Harbe is for the Libun of the Divrei Torah. I guess for the first ones, for the Hamid Sunim Vedin, the Talmidim, for Din, the Talmidim are not as much help, because it is a qualitative gap between someone who's better and more experienced over somebody's newer. So for that area, they weren't at all. For that area, they had to say, Mesunim Bedin, that your thinking about it should be more, with more depth and so on. Then, the Bein Adam, Lamakom, the Yodea, they could part of it, let's call it, for lack of better words. For that they said, because of the master matter of Talmidim. They read the Talmidim, it's Barat Torah. Okanegasli of a lava mitzvah, kibemaise, ama, basus yogla Torah. Kikashe yes yogla Torah, zo tikin a mitzvah samaisim. Obeyla shashitrachim, he took an akal. So, over there, yeah, it's just, it's the Torah takes care of the Olam HaMais of Torah. So you have Obeilah Shlosha Dvarim Yitukin HaKol. So you have three different areas to be mitakin, one common denominator. The common denominator of the Yiridus HaTorah was Chochma Dafka, and in Chochma there are three sections, and each one can get a different part of it. V'oit, Eilah Shlosha Dvarim can get Gimel Kitzmi Adam. Also, these three things meant to cover the three types of people there are. Katavtem HaGdolim, Kadashetem HaRacham, Vashlish HaShav Ne'adam. So these are three different dargahs of Chachma amongst the people. Kadin Tzor Chachm Gdolim Ma'oid, Ashafil Chachm HaGdolim, Tzrichim, it says that nobody is chacham v'din, so it means that's an area that everyone falls short. Amnas Dineni Din Teira, Amma Din Teira Leyadana. In other words, the sense, the feeling of this part of Teira, where the person understands it or not, that's something that everyone feels the lacking. And that's even Chacham Gedolim felt, either even Chacham Gedolim, but since Chacham Gedolim are the ones that engage in this Chelek of Teira, only they're the ones that are shy to it. Ubedivet Teira ain't so kokahtig al Gedolim, shayin for Chacham betervet yourself. Ala tamidim tichin tikun. Okay, now gizel ama vidatim in Harvey. Hadi tamidim Harvey is barla matera. So, through the tikkun of Tamidim is going to be a ribui of Tamidim. Okay, now chusim in the other machine alone dim. And sikhum sagatera. Him sikhum sagatera. Tashirah to the sagatera. Achisar bachachmal. Acharet nimtza chisar bachol chalkatim adam. The hain agdoyle matamino shabni adam. Tikna chisar. So when Avraham Avinu saw that this chisaron was a pervasive chisaron, that's when he made takanas against it. It's interesting. In other words, specifically it's because they saw that it was more than just a particular chisaron in one place at one time. And generally speaking, I think they felt it. That's what he's trying to say over here. They felt a chloristic lack of... It was a call to give read in Chachma. The Kashav the Bill was somehow much an interest, some work out of my daughter, the Misha Nadavia. Tikna Hisar, Big Dolem, Shenyashim Bedin, Raka Chachma Godel, Shayachim Milche. Which is interesting. You can have, the Iker Adini said, you can have one person sitting. They should be ma'ayin and not pass them quickly. Now let's just stop a second on this. There is a gedda of ishinanta levanecha. There is a gedda that dvarim yomuchudal meficha. That person be very quickly able to say things and so on. That's all on the Bein Adam of Ika, it's a Bein Adam of Makim. In Chayshim Mishpat, a person is supposed to think about it, because the whole in Yerideya, it's based on what it says in Shoharach. And if you have it at your fingertips, then you have it at your fingertips. You can ask a computer how many dots are kosher esrog, and in 9 nanoseconds, it'll tell you exactly. Here, you're talking about something which is a deeper seichel and requires a havan and a tfisa. It requires thinking about it. So, b'meila, in other words, you better need to get the understanding. You don't have the knowledge there. You need to understand it, and that's where Misunim Bedin is appropriate. And then he says, והחיסון של יוצא בתלמידים עמידים מהרבה, כי כאשר עמידים מהרבה נראו בתלמידים, הם עמדים על דברי תורה, כמו שאומר מחבר יוסי מכולם. ואף הם נשמע את השכל. והגשב נעודם שאינם יועדים, עמה ועשו סיוג לתורה, כי הם צריכים גדע וסיוג, ולא יתעל מחכם רק מי שאין תלמיד חכם, and a whole bunch of gemaras like that, that because he saw that they weren't עמי ארץ, because they weren't Bnei Torah, that's why it's great, all sorts of Xeris, and so on. A lot of Gemaras like that. I want to go over it a second. He picks three types of people. Gedolim, Tamil Chachamim, and Amoratim. So if it would be Tamil Chacham and Amoratim, you know, either Tamil Chacham or Amoratim, so I could hear the contrast and say these are the two types. But Lemaisa, he says, Gdolim, Tamil Chachamim, and Stam people. It may be a little bit Tamil Chacham, maybe a lot Tamil Chacham. Like, how do you cut three down like that in a meaningful way? How do you put down like three categories? It's got to be some sort of, there have to be steps of one thing. So I think what he's saying is the following way it gets cut. There is people who don't know much. There are people who know what it says, and there are people that can go weiter than what it says and be done the daitam of sichleihem. In other words, the categories of chachma are the one who doesn't know. There's the one who knows what's there, and there's the one that can reach out further. So the gadol is somebody who goes out further, and the talmid chacham is that's chesh mishpat, because chesh mishpat always requires your uplearning the din and dealing in an area that never was there before. In chesh mishpat, no two cases are the same. In your day, it is the same. You know, if it's kikuris, it's tameh. If it's parfikris, it's tar. So. The blood can come in many different shapes, but by and large, it's either a gris or it's not a gris. It's either, well, you know, whatever, it's ever. Your day of part of it is much more just knowing what it is and that's that, as opposed to a shemishpat that requires a gadol of somebody that goes further than what it says. My father, once told me a very cute anecdote. In the mirror, somebody was sick in Europe, and they brought down a very, very big doctor. So when he finished examining him and so on, someone asked him, what's the difference between a big doctor and a small doctor? So he said the same difference between a big rav and a small rav. So they looked at him a little bit puzzled, and they said, which is? What is that difference? So he said, a small rav says whatever's the shacharach, and a big rav, the shacharach, says whatever he said. In other words, there is a person who has the knowledge and gives it over, and there's a person who creates the knowledge. So that's the two different daggers. So these three things are metakin, the laws of chachma. So the laws of chachma in these three areas, one is a loss of the ability to think more profoundly, so you need to give yourself more time. One is the material is not so sharp in your hands, and you machadet it by having a lot of people involved in it, and then you have people who forget, so you make more gedarim for them.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Just in your day itself, for example, I mean, the halachos of sfek and things like that, is there not a very lot of svaras over
there?
Yes,
it's true. Yes, there is. Obviously, there are areas in both that are different. I mean, we also have a list in the Mishnah, how much hefsid is in the payas, but Lemaisa, Chayshim Pishpat, you see that the vast majority of dinim are Svaritic dinim. The things in a case you have to determine what his das was, what he was trying to do. And there's a lot that's not Kriyas HaKosavdik.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in your day, it is a lot more Kriyas HaKosavdik. Obviously, there are exceptions. Lefikach Amav Loshim Minyan, Heim Amar Gimot Varim. In other words, they covered all three areas. Because the minyana, atzlashminan, is the minyana is telling me the entire three things. Well, the kach bochan says like dolav eilu gimel divrei Musa kibudosh lem hayshay feyesuzeh. So, alright, and now we'll go a kedarko and explain it on the Indian kafit expressed in Pnimis more. It says, "Amalos and bechachma betfuna bedas." Vayit ksir Hashem bechachma yisrael aretz kainin shemayim esfuna bedaydet emesnivku. Betimtza bnei adam shem toyim bechachma. Shesvarosam hepech asvar amitis. Vyesh bnotam keaf kiyesham svar yishar nechoyna. Vashem boyam lohabin dobim techtav de pilpul yesham chisar. So lemaisa, he's a little bit different. He's a little bit tighter, a little bit different than people normally say. In other words, chachma. It says in Rashi that chachma is mashal adam lamed mi rabbi. Well, it's not only that, it's the basic principles of thinking. The basic havanas hinyanim. How are you taifa something and so on? Lamashal, if a person looks at something and he thinks of a teretz, and then he sits longer on it and he thinks of another teretz, that he calls his chachma. In other words, I can't trace it to anything else. Bina is a straightforward analogy. A is like B, and therefore C is like D. Chachma is the etzem tfisa of an analogy. If I'm lacking basic havana, then my tzushtals are completely krum and completely off. So I do have chisreinus and chachma, which are the basic ability to grasp and understand things. Chesreinus and bina, which means I don't have the material to compare and to shtaltsu and to shlug up and so on, and or I'm not doing it. Bina is a much more mechanical and process. Vayiksev v'chachmes oretz krenin shemayim b'svuna v'daitetam is nifku. It's like the Mishnah says, "Shuchacham u'mevin midaito." It says by teaching him ma'isi merkava. V'asheni u'apulpul v'nikra bina. Shemoyti davar tevdalei pulpul. V'yesh lanu chaserim das shein yodim davar. U'kenegetze his here. And then are people that don't know anything, period. So there is knowing what's there, step one. Step two is being able to use the pieces without adding great chachma, just stalling through the pieces point to point. And then there is the third dagger, which is the amok of chachma. The din is basically telling svar. The ein lecha dava yitzu b'chachma din. I mean, Din Taira is the most chachmatic aspect of Taira. K'may she'amru, ein l'cho miktsaya b'chachma k'may dini mamnis. Mitzach lahazer shlayover litais b'svaras alayim. Lafik hama hava misunim b'din. So the problem was, there was too much, if it's too much of a hustle and too much of a bustle, things are going on, people don't have the time to think something through, and if they're lacking in that area, they will get it wrong. Because in the cash and teretz, like we have a large group of people, so in depth, you never are assured of having a deep of shir, but more people will catch the mistakes that are there, the obvious mistakes, the obvious tushdels, those things that are latent in the chachma, but just weren't developed. Vashlishi lo italia lo ibisar lo ipilpul, rakeneg ed mishu neda hayidia, ashen li yidia. I'd like to add a drop, maybe. In other words, he says neda hayidia. What he means in a big way is, he doesn't have the thing itself is not pasha to him. Das is a type of chachma that deals with the lemaisa. It's a tfis of how it is lemaisa. If somebody's etzem yediyah that arayas are also or whatever it is that is lacking, that's this type of person. In other words, it's not the protim of the details, just the things themselves also. Each one asks, each one answers, and from the interaction between the different people, they come up with this. Ke'el gimodvar koil makoil. Olafikach oma b'loshem minyan. Heimam gimodvarim. Ki kol minyan lim'ute she'ein oit. In other words, Chazal was saying, this is the full complement of Inyanim. It's like I say, I want all three of you to come today. It's an akuda sometimes that you want to say every single one. I say there are 25 people here. I expect to see every single one of the 25 people you come here tonight. I think I'm lashem minyan him omer gimot varim. He called minyan lemuute sheinoid. I've come by leimik il gimot varim and kolim tikkun ad magamri shekhan hisarin and bechachum vinodav. There's also another knage, I guess, that Maral is kind of alluding to, that if you want to be metaken the whole person, you start with Gidri Chachma. The Ashpa comes with Gidri Chachma, from Gidri Chachma, and so on. So any desire to do something, you start to be metaken the Reish. So these three are in Yanim here these are three in Yanim. It's the first three mamarim, and it makes sense. It should be nagia to the olam of seichel and daf, because that's really where the beginning of the sphere is, and the beginning of the tikkun. Okay, let's hold it here a second. Any questions?
Just I don't know much about it, but chokhmah being on daf, and I always thought that the chokhmah is like the first level. And then you add to that bina, and you eventually get to das. If you were saying to have, it's the other way around.
Well, it is correct what you're saying, but there's a flip side to it. Chachma is really what needs to be put in. It's got no way, so it could be the facts. It could also be the etzem ideas. I mean, the Baal HaTanya, when it discusses Chachma to him is the creative thought process. The Yesh Me'ayin. I mean, this is, which it says, Chochma is the sphere of Yesh Me'ayin. Bereshit Bara to Tagman, it says, the Chochma Sabara, Bra. The Yesh Me'ayin of the Bria is the Dag of Chochma. So anything which is not written on paper and not obviously apparent is called Chochma. And Demesis, it is the difference between a pilpul and a shtickle Torah. A pilpul is clear steps. If you know enough information and have them lined up clearly, you could work out the pill for yourself. Here it says this. It says in this case it's not true, in this case it's not true. In the other case, this. A lumdish, a type of teretz, is a whole new gedank, it's a whole new concept, it's a new idea, a new thought. That's the way he's saying is chachma. In the way it works, I guess the way it's explained when you talk about the spheres from the top bottom, Chachma is an idea that comes all of a sudden to your head. Bina is working out the ramifications and the details, and Das is the practical application of it. So in a lot of ways, it does dovetail with his explanation. Das is the idea mysis of a thing, the knowing simple facts. Bina is being able to know the pratim, and by knowing all the pratim, you get the right. And chachma is understanding it in general. So when we get a hashpa, we get it from upstairs down. That's how we get it. It comes chachma, then bina, then das. The way he's saying about the tikkun, who we're trying to attack him, the order is reversed. But I think in principle and in content, there is not such a sharp machlekes. Because he does use these terms often enough, big enough, and it's usually consistent with what the accepted meaning is.
So in just, for example, let's say the shtickle Torah type thing, where would you find das there? There's no lamais. What is it? It means when talking
das
about paskening.
What it says. Bina is a simple working out of, you know, the male has to learn to look at this, and he has to look at this, and it would come out according to him in such a case like this, because this, a case like this. And then the chachma is sort of sweeping principle that we have from these dinim is the following.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it is the opposite direction of what's normally done, but it's not so terribly off in terms of teichen.
I understand.
Okay.
Can I just ask something?
Sure.
Yeah. It sounds like the way you're explaining dinim. It's a very logical thing, and there's no... I'm saying, where does the Torah come in? If it's all svaras and working out Mishikim, Ananda Kiva Leikov, Neochabe Asya, that sort of thing. Where does the Torah aspect of Choshen
Well, let's take a muscle. A lot of times when a person from a Western society is arguing with somebody from an Arab society or Asian society, they seem not even to be able, they can't reach a common language because they have a different set of basic principles. In other words, the hanochas, when we speak of a dayan, I mean, the truth is, it's very funny, the vast majority of the Torahs have nothing to do, kimat, with halachas. And, you know, you ask yourself, I mean, where's the Chesh Mishpat over here? The vast, what we call Das Torah, the same thing, I mean, you'll never find a Shulchan Aruch fit. And, I mean, sometimes people push in, it's this thing, that. The truth is, it's a seichel. Once you've gotten used to principles of the Torah, then kind of the ideas that float into your head are Torahic ideas. I mean, one of the things that we take exception when we speak of about Tshuva, you know, he's bright and he's insightful, but his ideas are strange because he's coming from nowhere. It's kind of, you know, his basic background of ideas is a strange background of ideas. So it comes from a general sense of understanding and knowing and or sometimes a person needs to think long and hard if he has those yisaitis, but to apply them he needs to think in a sevara. A pupil likes a quick head. A sevara likes a pondering head. You know, that's the difference in the two inyanim. So it is Torah very much so, in the sense that the whole a svara of somebody who's a Torah person has the Torah quality to it.
I mean, he's got the back.
It's a hard because it's not so tangible, but yes, it's a whole set of ideas, and it's a whole set of muscular reason, a whole set of axioms and ideas that are Torah, you know, in line with the Torah ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Does Rabbi have time for one more question?
Yeah.
The Rambam in Yisraeli Torah says that someone who's mamin in the amitis of a Navi because of the Isis, which he does, yesh b'libay doifi.
Yeah.
Me'idach, we find when it comes to Emunas Yisrael, it seems to be that we're mevasis all of Emunas Yisrael on Yitzias Mitzrayim. Anech Hashem lekech Hashem Eretz Yisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Rishenim's kasha that why didn't say Hashem Barasi?
Yeah.
Is because we in Mitzrayim we were there and we saw the Isis, we saw the Mifsim. So because of that, you know, our Emuna is geboit on that. So
right.
I mean, what exactly is the chilek? I mean, is it that Lo Yitzer Navi would do as that ice, which is loynitz and lahakdish, then we could be mammon in him, and by grader by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the types of nisim, the types of isis and mosim which he did in Mitzrayim and by Har Sinai was so overwhelming that that's the reason why we can believe. Like, what's the difference?
So some should say, and I'll try to say it to others also. There are two emunas. There's an emuna in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Abstract, in other words, in essence, fact, Hakadosh Baruch Hu communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu, so on and so forth. That emunah is definitely Har Sinai. That's the emunah there. But the integrating Hakadosh, the emunah in Hakadosh Baruch Hu into life, as such as bitachon and emunah and so on, emunah in the practical level. Mitzrayim was a much more profound experience. I mean, we were enslaved, we were in a bitter gullus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. The elements of that type of nekuda are much more pronounced over there. So that's, in terms of emunah, when we speak not mufshetes, that I sit there and say, do I really think it had to be a nes or not? But in emunah in the sense that I live it and it's mechayev me and so on and so forth, that's definitely with Mitzrayim.
Rabbi is just saying it was just a qualitative difference. It was more profound. It was more.
Yes. It was part. It was. It's two ways. There's a shade of. Some of the Rishayim say. I think the Ikrim says that the real mitzvah of Emunah is the Nisayan, I would say, of Emunah, and the mitzvah of it is to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is very relevant in this world, takes an interest in this world, cares about this world, and is Perei Adin. That's the biggest Yetzirah. And that's something that we got to ask out of Mitzrayim.
Okay.
Okay.
It's
called.